This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those. You want to go on the air with us in the studio with you. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
I have to correct my error. I was corrected by one of the chatters in the Discord server in the On Air Now room. Apparently, the Big Gulp, I misremembered, is actually a 7-Eleven product, not a Circle K product, which is what we were discussing before, because Sarah had called in saying that Circle K was expanding, and I was just openly commenting, like, are they even noteworthy for anything? Did they ever do anything that made them stand out amongst all the other convenience stores out there? And I thought it was the Big Gulp, but that was 7-Eleven. So.
I do have to mention something because I Google things when we're talking about stories and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And while we were talking about that, we made the joke about the, the Bugs Bunny always making the wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Right.
So I just, threw that phrase into Google and found this amazingly, ironically titled news story because, how the goofy news always titles their stories. Titled this one, Wrong Turn at Albuquerque, about apparently in 2016, hidden amongst shipments of carrots across the border from Mexico, they were wrapping in, like, it looks like some sort of maybe, like, orange electrical tape and saran wrap. Basically, these carrot-shaped packages of marijuana hidden among, tons of carrots. Every so often, they would throw in these marijuana carrots.
Right. I wonder what's in the avocados.
And apparently, at one point they stopped, something like over a ton of marijuana worth out of these carrot shipments. So, I thought that was a pretty amazing story from the summer of 2016.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, you've got a story also, Johnson, about Joe Biden.
Creepy Uncle Joe.
Some people are saying he's a creep. Others are saying he's a creep, but it's okay. But it's okay that he's creepy because he's a Democrat. So it's fine. Let's go to Robert. I don't know if it's Robert. It's R in Florida. R calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, watching online on YouTube.
Oh, you guessed my name, Ian, but let's say Reviler. Hello.
Oh, that's actually your name? All right.
Yeah, it actually is. I know. I kind of doxed myself. Look, I'm screwed up off whiskey, and I don't have much time, but I want to say, man, I gave you props when you
You're screwed up off what?
Whiskey. Jim Beam, honey. Jim
Beam. Gotcha.
I'm like a southern biatch, Look, man, I give you guys big props for being one of the few internet/radio stations still around in 2019 that actually cares about anti-statism and differing points of view. For instance, what I want to talk about is the disgusting transgender destruction of our children with this garbage and the garbage bags at the top of a certain tribe that we're not allowed to talk about the profit off of it, if I may.
What are the transgenders doing to destroy people's children?
Okay, so what they're doing, not all of them overall. You have some good people like Aria DeMezzo and some others, for instance, right? But what you have overall is a colluded effort of those to try to subvert biology, just like they've subverted race, just like they've subverted nationalistic identity, and they tell kids, oh, if you feel like a girl even at 3 years old, that's fine, be a girl, as low IQ browner scum are imported by elitist certain nosed buttholes that we're not allowed to mention to destroy us and subvert us as white people and Europeans.
That sounds like some really paranoid garbage.
Well, it's really true, Mr. Ian. I mean, that's one thing with Cantwell. I'm not a big fan of his anymore either, as you know, but he is right about a lot of that, and he was not a racist and raised in a very multicultural home, just as I was as well, sir.
So you've become a racist, is what you're saying, because you believe it's the right thing to do.
I have become a racist because I've realized that people that look like you and me and a lot of us, Laurel, or whatever her name is, she seems like a nice girl. She can never spell a YouTube, so I can never find her freaking YouTube, which is annoying. And Johnson.
Is it that hard to spell Laurel C. Scott? I think that's what it is, right?
No, it's
I didn't know. Okay.
Just put in there Laurel Immigration and you'll find it.
Okay.
Oh, I'll find it. I'm fine. Look, I'll get off. But the point is that these people, listen, again, and I'm a genderqueer individual myself. I'm the genderqueer Nazi, as you all know me as, even though I'm not a socialist, right? The point is, why can people not just feel feminine or be feminine and express themselves without taking drugs, without going on board along the clergy plan, without going on board along, oh, destroy whites? You know, why do they need surgery to mutilate their genitalia? That's all.
There's a lot that you've just said, and I don't really know where to start with it. I mean, if somebody wants to put drugs in their own body, then who am I to say that they're right or wrong about that?
In my sectarian monarchist state, there could be a certain amount of blacks, a certain amount of transgenders, a certain amount of J's even allowed, right? But if they start to subvert and destroy people, as George Lincoln Rockwell, great man, said, then they need to be, maybe get the wood chipper treatment like the communist scum. But the point is, you could be genderqueer or gender variant without...
Why would any of those people want to go into your community anyway? I mean,
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like a real friendly place.
Yeah.
Well, you cross the wrong person and you end up in a wood chipper. That's lovely.
No, Ian, it's more than crossing the wrong person, darling. It's destroying.
Well, didn't you say it was a monarchy? Like, so therefore, you would be in charge, right? Or
well, no,
some
no,
king?
Not me. Yes, a king or a queen.
King,
correct,
some king god.
Right?
You know that. So you cross the
yes,
king
sir.
Or one of the king's
yes,
men.
Sir.
You go in the
but
wood
they
chipper.
They have a council. But they'd have a council.
Oh, that makes it all okay.
Sounds very
council voted. The council voted to throw you in the wood chipper, so it's fine.
Yeah, I guess it's a somewhat democratic thing on a small level. But you can't give low IQ scum the death. Look, I love you guys. What you do, I'll get off.
What do you
here,
have
right?
against low IQ people? You know the.
I have it. Okay, there's
world.
Less empathy with low IQ people, as Charles Murray and them have found as well, Mr. Ian. There are some good low IQ people out there, like autistic and mentally challenged, or what we would call retarded people, who are very good people, who are more useful than some of the scum on welfare, white or not. But you know what I don't like? I don't like seeing people that look like us and our parents and our family that took care of us and did well for us, all right, in the straight, traditionalist cis lifestyle being destroyed by Zionist pieces of feces. That's what I don't like, sir.
That was a lot.
He just hates so much. It's hard to unpack it all. Thanks for the call.
Luis, you're very confident in your worldview.
That much he is.
I was waving because I thought he was signing off.
He is gone. The toll-free number is 855-4-FIT for now. 855-450-3733. But unfortunately, there are people like him in the world, as confused as he appears to be, because he's got the strange viewpoint of being a racist and wanting to live in this racial whatever monarchy or whatever he had said there. Sectarian monarchy or something like that? Sectarian racist monarchy, but yet he thinks that he's going to be fine, even though he's genderqueer.
Right.
he's gonna avoid the wood chipper.
They get very comfortable with that wood chipper.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We continue, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Johnson, since we're talking about sexy things, let's talk about Joe Biden.
I don't know that I'm going to have to agree with you on that. But so the story here from Reason is several women have accused former President Joe Biden of a likely 2020 contender of inappropriate physical conduct. One of these women, Lucy Flores, a former candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada.
Presumably these are Democrat women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Writes that Biden smelled her hair and kissed her on the back of the head during a campaign stop in 2014. Another woman, Amy Lapos, says Biden put his hands on her head and pulled her closer during a 2009 political fundraiser. He's very touchy.
Yeah, well, there's lots and lots of footage of him doing things exactly like that.
Yeah, you can just look up
creepy
Joe Biden
Joe.
Creepy pictures, uh-huh. You know, on Google image search and...
And doesn't he do it to, like, children as well?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him kissing, like, a little boy on the lips, and it's like,
what
is going on here?
I mean, there are some families where that happens,
yeah,
but
maybe.
I'm suspecting he wasn't a family member.
I don't know if he was or not. It just is, you know, it's definitely
Now, if
bizarre.
It's somebody that you know, and you know that this is okay.
Mark says
really
he does that with his kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's a family member. There's no
Well, everything that's going on. You know, if it's somebody that you know really well, and you know that this is a relationship, relationship you have, that's fine. But in a lot of the footage of him doing these types of things, these are women he doesn't know.
He's meeting for the first time.
Right, he's meeting for the first time. There's no way he could have gotten consent.
Right, and there's a lot of, you know, pictures where it's like you can tell that the look on the person's face is like...
creeped out. Yeah. Really? Creeped out.
We got more. You got. You can tell us about it coming up here, Johnson. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this, of course, is one of the more amusing parts of the primaries where the Democrats, you know, and the Republicans attack one another. And so that's kind of fun to watch. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Your comments on Creepy Uncle Joe. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Liberty.menu is for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you ought to be over there at liberty.menu. It is basically a directory for events, businesses, and digital content creators, people who have a thing that they want other liberty-minded folks to know about. So if it's your business, you put your business up there, you show up on the map, other people who care about freedom can find you, and maybe you'll get some new business as a result of doing that. And it's free to do it, so you might as well be there. Unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, go to liberty.menu and you can get started there. And again, it's totally free. If you get more than one business, put more than one entry in. It's free. So liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL, not for a discount because, again, site's free. But that will get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your user profile. It's liberty.menu. We are sharing with you, Johnson, you've got some opinions, a story or whatever it is on this Joe Biden creepy factor, which has kind of been floating around for the last couple of years. I remember seeing, you know, here and there a report on Joe Biden being, you know, unusually creepy for a politician.
He's been creepy for a while, but it's really just people are talking about it more now.
I mean, I find all politicians to be gross and despicable.
They're all very creepy.
Yeah.
They want to run your life.
Exactly. And
they want to get very involved in personal aspects of your life.
This guy's just, you know, being a little more intimate, I guess, than your typical politician feels comfortable doing. And he's been caught on video and photographic evidence of him doing this for people of all ages. He doesn't seem to discriminate in that way. He's targeting elderly women. He's targeting children.
Men.
Apparently, yeah. The cops. There's one of him like gripping the knee or like putting his hand on the leg of a fairly large police officer sitting in an audience, and the cops like looking very confused, possibly angry about.
And as well as the cop behind him also, like, what is going on?
So, you go ahead, Johnson. I'm not sure where we were with this or what story or what.
Sure. So, it says the article here goes on. Let me make sure I'm.
Just to go on before you do that, what I was saying right before we went to break was this is part of the entertainment of the primary process. Not that I really pay too much attention, but in talk radio, we encounter some of the, you know, the primary drama here. I don't like politicians. I had a guy actually working here in the studio installing a new air conditioner because finally we've got the squealy old air conditioner out of the studio, which I should have done it a few years ago, but finally got around to it. And, you know, he'd never seen the studio before, didn't know what was going on here. And he asked if we'd interviewed any of the, presidential candidates. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to talk to those scum. That's basically what I said to the guy.
You had presidential candidate Daryl W. Perry on frequently.
Well, he was a co-host of the show, and certainly that wasn't what he meant.
Yeah.
But then
that's
we
how actually, you should have answered, though.
You had Ron Paul on once, though, didn't you?
We did, a long time ago. Long time ago.
Was he even a presidential candidate at that point?
He's run a couple of times, just maybe not at the time. I don't know.
I don't remember what year it was that we had him on, but I did actually mention to him that we'd had Ron Paul on, because I'd explained to him that it's a libertarian show. And he actually kind of brightened up at that. So he was actually glad to hear that it was a libertarian show.
Did you ever interview Harry Brown?
Yes, but not on Free Talk Live.
Oh, interesting.
I interviewed Harry Brown on the local radio stations that I was a disc jockey on.
Right. Awesome.
I don't think I have a copy of it, though. That's the sad part.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, the entertainment of seeing these politicians eat each other alive, I enjoy seeing the state attack itself, because, you know, then they're spending their resources attacking each other rather than us. And so I do enjoy that.
Maybe you could contact one of the stations in Florida and see if they have it on a, you know, one of those cart tapes for the old cart machine.
So. I think those are long gone. And no, I don't think I would have recorded it to a cart anyway. Those are short-term things. Anyway, so, you know, it's nice to see the politicians attacking one another. This is obviously something that his opponents can go after him on, and they're going to feel like they should, because I've heard that the polls are showing, or that I haven't seen the poll, but I heard that he was leading a poll of Democrats.
Is he really?
At some point. So if he's the top dog, they're going to try their damnedest to take him down, right?
Now, Johnson, I think you said before that he's the one you would never vote for. Yeah. Why is that? It's not because he's creepy.
No, it's because he's responsible for the Rave Act. Mm. It's one of the largest reasons. But he's been responsible for some other really, really awful laws.
The Rave Act, which came around in the early aughts that threatened dance.
Property owners, anyone who basically hosts any kind of a music festival. So if you're a landowner and you want to have a music festival, like, say, Woodstock, on your private land, they will take your land from you because there might be drugs present at your unsanctioned, unregulated event. And they will send in SWAT. And, I mean, there was this event in Ohio that we covered many, many, many years ago where there's this video of them just beating on ravers. Just they had SWAT.
Was it Ohio or the Utah rave?
Oh, was it Utah? Utah? Oh, maybe it was Utah.
The one that was outdoor where they had the helicopter come in?
Yeah, they had helicopters come in and they had SWAT dropping out of helicopters to storm in and start like tear gassing and just beating the hell out of these like peaceful dancers.
And it was in the middle of nowhere, too. Yeah. It was like they held it purposefully, like in the mountains out in the middle of Utah.
Yeah, so you have people who are tripping saying, do you see that? Do you see what happening?
It's real and horrible. Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago on Free Talk Live. Yeah. That was back in the Florida days of this show.
Yep.
We talked about that.
Yeah, and there's some other things, but that's
he's a bad man. Bad man.
Yeah, very.
This is one of the there's so many downsides of politics, but this is one of them is that the impression a person gives, things like, is he creepy, end up being more important than what are his policies.
Right.
But that's how it goes. That's how it works.
Because people can't seem to pay attention to.
Well, all of their policies are awful. I mean, they're politicians, so all they argue over is how to control people and how to spend their money and extract obedience from them.
But you'd like Ron Paul, right? And he's a politician.
One exception to the rule. Ron Paul is...
So not all. Politicians.
Yeah, I will make an exception for Ron Paul, but he's now gone, so the 535 that remain in Washington, D.C.
What about his son, Rand?
They're awful, and he's nowhere near as good as Ron Paul. He's not even if you call Rand Paul a libertarian, he will rebuff you on it, and he will claim he's not a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are some people who believe he's secretly an anarchist, but there's no evidence for it. It's just what they want to believe about him.
Yeah. So to continue on here, it says here that these and other accusations lend credence to the media character of Joe Biden as creepy Uncle Joe, an idea the former Veep's critics on both the left and the right have been eager to popularize. The Me Too movement has made the public more attuned to sexual misconduct and warier about powerful men in government, media, and entertainment who stand accused of wrongdoing. Biden's reputation as a man who is overly familiar with women could hurt his campaign for the presidency, though anyone who thinks this is guaranteed to doom him should be gently reminded that the current president is Donald Trump.
Yeah, but he's on the right, and you know, it's who are they going to run from within their own party?
Right.
Well, it's a good point, though. I mean, the information about Donald Trump and his sexual proclivities and rudeness and such certainly came out during the campaign.
Has been overcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they have a different base.
True, but I don't think most people are going to support openly the things that Biden or Trump were doing.
No, they're not
just going to look past it,
right.
Is what they're going to do. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly fire at a large chemical plant in Crosby near Houston is finally out.
We will conduct a thorough investigation to determine the cause and to take steps to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
That's Kimco President and CEO John Foley, who also expressed condolences to families of the one person killed and two others critically injured in an explosion and fire at that facility. They say the shelter-in-place order for the nearby neighborhoods has been lifted. President Trump says today that he knows a border shutdown will have negative economic impacts, but he says border security can be more important than trade. Speaking at the White House, he says he's still ready to shut down the points of entry if Mexico does not stop migrant caravans from heading towards the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You head over to discord.lrn.fm. Jump into any one of those. There are four of the rooms right at the top of the chat room list. And we will see you in there. Join you, and we'll give you a quick mic check, make sure everything's working all right with you off the air. And then we'll get you on with us. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
Johnson is telling us about the latest on the creepy Joe Biden controversy that is getting more attention now because he's been talking about it. And I don't think he's officially thrown in his hat, at least not the last that I'd heard, but he's expected, as I understand it, to throw in to the Democratic primary for president, which means that the other candidates have a strong interest in targeting him.
I think he's too old. He's 76.
Well, wasn't Trump like 74 or something like that? Well, Trump's pretty old, too. There's no maximum age to run for president. You just have to be at least 35 years old. Trump's one of the old. I believe Trump is one of the oldest presidents we've ever had, if I'm not mistaken on that. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm looking it up.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So, Johnson, what else do we need to know about this creeper?
So, you know, again, we mentioned the Donald Trump being president sort of thing, and that this kind of...
Meaning that voters can overlook this sort of thing.
Trump is 72 right now, by the way.
Okay.
So it says, at the same time, it's important to not mischaracterize matters. Some forms of Me Too advocacy has eroded careful distinctions, particularly on college campuses. For instance, one of the viral images most associated with the creepy Uncle Joe headline is a picture of Joe Biden rubbing the shoulders of Stephanie Carter while her husband, Ashton Carter, was sworn in as Secretary of Defense. But, as she explains in a recent Medium post, after the picture started making the rounds again, it does not depict a Me Too violation. Biden's contact with Carter was welcome and consensual. Carter had slipped and fallen on some ice just before the ceremony, she writes, and the incident had left her shaken. By the time then-Vice President Biden had arrived, he could sense I was uncharacteristically nervous and quickly gave me a hug. He leaned in to tell me thank you for letting him do this, and kept his hands on my shoulders as a means of offering his support. But a still shot taken from the video, misleadingly extracted from what was a longer moment between close friends, sent out in a snarky tweet, came to be the lasting image of that day.
Mm-hmm.
In that context, Biden's touching of Carter wasn't inappropriate. It wasn't inappropriate because the sole person with the authority to judge that, Carter, says that it wasn't.
True.
Carter's experience does not invalidate Flores's or Lapo's.
Who have felt creeped out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it should serve as a reminder not to lump together a bunch of unrelated or misleading moments when discussing Biden's fitness as a candidate. At the very least, the media should give Carter the final say on the 2015 photo and stop recycling it for creepy Uncle Joe.
If it was just that one incident, then we'd say, okay, yeah. Well, they have their own relationship, and he knew that it was going to be okay. But there's just so many. So it does fit into it. It is still part of a pattern, even if on that occasion it was consensual.
There's photographs that you linked me to an article, Johnson. Now, to be clear, at least one of these photos is fake. But showing 17 times Joe Biden acted like a total creep, where he's sort of lurking over some young people, teenagers to children, that do not look like they want to be there. They don't look particularly happy.
Lots of pictures of him with kids.
Yeah. Know. By the way, I did pull up poll results from multiple polls. So Morning Consult, Harvard Harris, Kinepak, Fox News, Emerson, CNN. So six different polls conducted in March, so relatively recent polls, showing Joe Biden the favorite of early, you know, people who've made a decision already, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. If you were voting today, who would you vote for in the Democratic primary? Biden's got it pretty strong over most of the other candidates.
I think that says a lot about the other candidates.
Maybe. Biden and Sanders have big name recognition compared to many of these other ones.
That's true.
And it's Biden at number one, Sanders at number two. So the average, they took six polls and then averaged the numbers out. But just by the way, Biden won all six,
mm-hmm.
but with exception of one of them where he tied Sanders. But anyway, the average number, 28.8% voting for Biden, 21.8% Sanders. The third place candidate is someone named Harris with a 9.8.
Kamala.
Okay. First time I ever heard of her was, you know, this primary was.
By the way, Bernie Sanders is 77.
Yeah, he's really old.
Yeah. Well, he's a year older than Biden.
Okay.
He's to be president for the insurance.
I suspect he's already covered.
Quite possibly.
Isn't he like a senator or something
like that?
Something
like that.
Yeah. So where are we going now, Johnson?
That's pretty much it. Okay. That just covers it. I mean, you know, and I think look out for that. But, yeah, there's a lot to not like about creepy Uncle Joe.
So obviously, with whatever amount of publicity he's had about this, it hasn't stopped him from being the number one candidate. He's number one right now. And that doesn't mean he will be in a year when the primaries and caucuses.
He probably will be because he's the worst.
You think he's the worst of all of them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Really?
So you don't have a problem with Kamala Harris?
Or? I have problems with all of them.
Yeah.
I just think he's the worst.
Your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't think they've had a single debate yet, so you know there's a long way to go here.
There's going to be plenty of debates.
Yeah, people get all riled up over these people.
And I speak like that because I also thought that Hillary was the worst. So, and then she,
so wait, is
she
worse than Hillary, or is Hillary worse than
Biden? I actually
Biden?
Do think that Hillary's worse than Biden, but mm-hmm. I thought that they went back, you know, when the whole campaigns were going on, I knew that it's sort of like I've always had this kind of sixth sense about who's going to take the front spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be Biden. I think because he's the worst. And I also thought that it would be Hillary because I thought Hillary was the worst. So they took the, you know, and they went on to take the front spot.
I wonder if for this election they'll do any of the debates live on YouTube, on the internet.
They already did.
Did they do some?
Yeah,
well, they did
that.
Some. Did they do debates on live on YouTube before? Or was it just like town halls?
I'm pretty sure they did some debates live. I think what happened, maybe, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I recall correctly, they had the debates were put live on YouTube because the way it was working was there was like a feed that the networks were able to kind of pick up, and so that feed went on YouTube, uh-huh. basically. Whoever it was that was producing the debate produced the video, and then different networks were able to pick it up, if I recall that
I'd
right.
I'd like to see them go and do a debate on alternative media instead of mainstream media.
Only on alternative
well,
media.
Well, at least one. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be only.
Who would host it?
You know, I'm not a big fan of...
Is YouTube alternative media, or is that mainstream?
That's the platform. That's not one of the... it's not one of the alternative media, like, producers. It's not a content creator. So,
well, that's not true. YouTube actually does have content that they create. They have.
Fair enough. They
I don't know if it was my roommate
rewind.
Who was showing me. They've got this Karate Kid thing that uh-huh. they have. So, like, they brought back the cast from the Karate Kid movies. And
okay,
they,
fair enough, but they're not alternative journalism.
Yeah, I don't think they have a news wing.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
But they do put money into programs. So like the slow-mo guys, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They've got a great YouTube channel.
I've seen them. I didn't know YouTube was
They partnered with YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't start with YouTube, but then YouTube came along and said, "Well, you guys are really popular, so we're going to give you some money to do some more stuff basically. Uh-huh. We're going to pay you to produce more content."
That's the YouTube Red series, right?
I don't think it was Red. I think they just paid them to make more content. Maybe they put some of it on the Red thing, which is like the paid version of YouTube,
yeah.
if I understand it.
Yeah.
But if you go to the Slow Mo Guys channels, you can see they've, over the last year or so, they've put out a whole bunch of content where they teamed up with YouTube and got like bigger budgets and could do kind of like bigger things and do more of them. So YouTube's definitely funding some of the content that's on its platform.
The Slow Mo Guys are fun to watch, I gotta say.
Yeah, they got a great channel. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Since we're talking about Joe Biden, let's talk about porn. Over in the UK, the UK, where... Did you hear about their... Yeah, they've got the new porn block thing where you have to like get a special pass in order to watch porn in the UK. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
So apparently they're starting this, and, well, people are upset and confused as a result of it. We'll share that with you. You can share your thoughts with us about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to join us here if you want to. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call in line rooms, discord.lrn.fm. Join them over there. We'll get you on the air here with us, with you tonight. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
As we continue with your thoughts, welcome. Though I do want to thank Aaron, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, which means Aaron is going way above and beyond the call of duty. We ask for $5 a month. He's doing $25 a month, so thank you. At least 25. Thank you for that, Aaron. But if you want to join the AMP program, we'd appreciate it. It's a big help. It's one of those things that over the years, sadly, has actually dwindled downward. Unfortunately, the AMP program recently dropped below $2,000 a month. We'd love to get it back up to $3,000 because the more that we have on hand, the more that we can do to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So we've got just under 200 amplifiers, so those are the elite people who really back up the show, and they appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live. They want to hear us on more radio stations. If you want to, actually, this weekend, we had a guy visiting our studio. He's a mover to New Hampshire who heard about Free Talk Live, heard of us for the first time on broadcast radio, and now he lives in New Hampshire. So we brought him in. It was actually because we had a progressive station that aired us in Ithaca, New York, which is where he's from. And so happened to hear us on the radio, heard us talking about liberty and freedom and New Hampshire, and he made the move here. And now he's coming to hang out at Social Sundays with us on occasion here in Keene, which is super cool. So there's no doubt we're reaching people with these ideas through broadcast radio. And so if you think that's valuable, if you think it's worth, you know, the price of a cheeseburger or, you know, cup of coffee, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use PayPal. You can use your credit card. And if you got Bitcoin, BTC, you can use that to get signed up as well. And you get some cool perks like access to the AMP chat room on our Discord server. There's the AMP Only Facebook group and other benefits as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. According to The Independent at independent.co.uk, frustrations posted just a few days ago, is beginning to grow with the UK's new porn blocks, which will ban anyone from watching pornography in the UK until they have publicly proved themselves to be an adult. controversial new ban has been worked on for more than a year, but it's continuing to be delayed as the government attempts to decide how exactly it should be implemented. Now, those arguing both for and against the ban have said they are irritated with the continuing mystery surrounding their its introduction. The Department for Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport, that's a bureaucracy apparently, dismissed earlier reports the measures would come into force on April 1st, saying a commencement date will be announced shortly. Rumors had swirled in recent weeks the blocks would be imminent after a series of newspapers suggested the ban would be introduced on the 1st of April, but the date had never been confirmed and appears to have emerged amid complete confusion about when it would actually be introduced. Under the rules, adults will have to prove they are of age to view pornographic content, using one of a number of options, such as an over-the-counter card that they can buy from a shop or uploading ID documents online.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah. You remember the old days when you could actually just go online and look at pornography, you know, without having to tell anybody who you were. Now you may have to go into real life. Because, you know, it used to be way back when they had porn stores. They still have them, I guess. But, you know, they were always like in kind of like the industrial section of town, mm-hmm. and you know they
truck
weren't
stops.
I don't know. I never actually went into one of them, but
you can see them when you're driving.
Yeah. Well, as a child, I was very interested in these things. You know, we'd drive by them on the school bus, and of course, we all wanted to know what was going on inside the XXX building. But, you know, the doors are blacked out, the parking lots are around back, so, you know, your wife doesn't see you going to the porn store, or your boss doesn't see you going to the porn store, that kind of thing.
You know what's funny about this new rule that you're gonna have to get a porn pass to do this, is it might actually make the porn industry profitable again. I've seen this on MTV, other places, people in the porn industry say that the internet basically killed it because everybody was able to see everything for free.
I don't believe that for a moment, because they still have a porn industry, right?
Like, right.
People are still making it, and I'm pretty sure they're not doing it for, you know, the fun of doing it. So, like, there's money being made.
I wonder what it was like before, though. Has it gone down?
Has the revenue gone down?
I wonder.
Doubt it. I don't think it has, but I've never looked closely at it. That's a good question. What is the porn revenue, the business of porn, its revenue today versus in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's certainly more distributed now, even though there's more of it that's free, it's easier to acquire now. Unless, of course, you're in the UK, where they're going to try to make it more difficult. So you may have to actually go to a store and purchase a product. So now everybody at the store is going to know that you're going to go online to look at pornography, right? Because
right.
That's the only reason that you would purchase this particular product, some sort of an ID verification, basically.
You can't even say you're getting it as a gift for someone.
Right, yeah, it's for my wife. So anyway, going on here, let's see. In 2018, Digital Minister Margot James said the UK could expect the age verification rules to be enforced by Easter of this year. Quote from an executive of a children's charity, quote, age verification measures urgently needed to help prevent children being exposed to harmful and inappropriate content need to be brought in as soon as possible. Now, I wonder if this is going to apply to the free porn sites. If you go to
they can't catch
Pornhub,
porn sites. So I actually sent you a link on another article in regards to this that talks about all the reasons why this porn block in the UK is one of the dumbest decisions ever, and giving the technical reasons. Yeah, and how they're going to implement this. And, yeah, it's very, very stupid.
Oh, I would love to hear more about that. We'll continue with your calls first, though, so we'll talk more about the porn.
Maybe that's the delay. They can't figure out how they're going to implement it. How's it going to work?
Yeah.
Let's go to David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
You know, by the way, can you tell me, I'm sitting in a car and it's pouring down rain. Can you hear it?
No, I cannot hear anything about that. So just you. Go ahead.
Good deal, yeah. Well, I don't know if you noticed it, but Trump has decided to seal up the border. He's decided to...
I heard that he was thinking about it. Has he done it?
Well, God knows, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
so what I heard this morning, hold on, what I heard this morning about this was that he was threatening to close the border if some, you know, Congress or something didn't do what he wanted them to. Here's an update from the story. Washington reporting, the AP reporting, this published just a few hours ago. President Donald Trump eased up today on his threats to shut the southern border this week as officials across his administration explored half measures that might satisfy his urge for action, like stopping only foot traffic at certain crossings. Facing a surge of Central American migrants trying to enter the U.S., Trump last week threatened to seal the border if Mexico did not immediately halt all illegal immigration into the U.S., a move that would have enormous economic consequences on both sides of the border. While Trump today did not back off the idea completely, he said he was pleased with the steps that Mexico had taken in recent days and renewed his calls for Congress to make changes he contends would solve the problem. So basically what he said he was going to do, and now seems to thankfully be backing down from, was that he was going to close the border entirely if he didn't get his way. He basically, and the quote that I heard on the news this morning was pretty shocking, basically saying he didn't care about the economic consequences of closing the border.
Honestly, they would be pretty minimal. I mean, we would feel it.
What?
It would only be about one. It would be 25% of Mexico's GDP would be affected. It would be 1.4% of our GDP. Now, that's
tell that to
nothing.
All the people who are importing products from Mexico.
That is not nothing. 1.4% is not nothing. But compared to 25%.
For some people, it's their entire business.
But compared to the 25% with Mexico, they've sprung into action, and that's why he's not going to do it.
Okay, but he shouldn't do it anyway because it's the wrong thing to do. It's insane to cut off the supply
of... But to say that it would devastate our economy just isn't true.
It would devastate the economies of all the businesses that rely on products from Mexico and trading with Mexico. You are destroying those people's livelihood.
But to say
it's the individuals that matter here, not some number from a high-level, you know, oversee. Go ahead, David.
Well, it's not just that it would affect the business. If say, for example, this is spring.
Well, and travel
it's
and
planting,
you know, all that.
Season. It's planting season. Mm-hmm. And for the last 150 years, Mexico has had people crossing the border to work the farms in America. Now, I've told you before that Donald Trump, as a real estate developer, knows how to steal land. If he cuts off the supply of workers to the farms, they're not going to get their crops in this year. And bam, Trump and his real estate buddies are going to be able to swoop in and buy a bunch of farmland at tax auction. Now, it's not just bad enough that he's doing it to the border, but he's also talking about cutting off Medicare, which means that...
be a plus. I mean, if he could actually get rid of government-funded health care, that would be incredible.
Now
but
you have Ian's attention.
I don't believe for a second that he would be serious about that, because it would be incredibly politically unpopular. That's why I don't hear those people actually talking about it. Thanks, David.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.